of the MTR Network. We are back for another Supergirl Super Tuesday, and we are here to discuss the episode where Lex Luthor comes to Supergirl, season 4, episode 15, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Okay, my one qualm, I feel like every single time there's an episode of a show that introduces a brother, it's called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I need people to be more creative with their titles. Like, I get it. It was a movie. It's a great pun, but no. Like, I feel like I've seen this title for a television show too many times.
I hate my suggestion for the episode title.
Oh, Luther, Where Art Thou?
No, Whoa Brother.
Oh. I don't mind that. That's a good point. Okay. So how do you like the episode?
Listen to me now. Believe me later. What did I say last week? I told y'all it was Eve. I told you.
I should have had that like clip. I should have had that clip ready. I told y'all niggas, y'all ain't believe me, but I told y'all. So we were talking about this before we started recording, but yes, once I realized that Lex was involved, it made perfect sense that it was Eve. But I was thinking about it like, oh, it must be like one of the Children of Liberty. I was about to say Proud Boys because that's what they are. I was thinking it should be one of the Children of Liberty, or it was somebody trying to start more stuff between the Children of Liberty and the alien supporters. So I was looking at it from that point of view, and that's why Eve didn't make sense to me. But then the minute I realized it was connected to Lex and that Lex was trying to push Lena to develop the serum, I was like, oh, it's Eve. And she's so good when she came in there to Lena and was like, I mean, Lena, you're just giving your brother a lot of leeway. And, you know, you've worked so hard. I would hate to see him do something that will undermine all of your hard work. I was like, yes, bitch.
She was so good at playing the left. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Don't let that blonde hair, blue eyes fool you. She... Look in there.
I was about to say something about slave owners and all that, but no, this ain't the time or place.
So John Cryer was an amazing Lex Luthor.
Yes, legacy casting. Because we don't ever want to see Dean Cain's ass again. So I'm so glad we brought him.
Oh my god! If y'all haven't seen, Dean Cain was on Twitter, on Al Gore's internet, talking about how he would have punched that little boy who threw the egg at the Australian politician, or New Zealand, one of the two. Dean.
I know now why we haven't seen him, and I don't care if we ever see him again.
It's like, you're lovely, but you're simple.
We just gonna pretend that Lena and Lex's mama killed him.
And we're fine with that. We're fine with that.
Totally fine with that. He never needs to come back ever.
Yeah. Especially not with the... I'm like, would he even? Well, he probably need a check. But but with the stuff they're discussing on this show, like, he must know he's not welcome. Because it is ridiculous. Yeah. But John Cryer was amazing. He was such a good Lex. Sinister... crazy. They added a little element of whimsy there at the end when he was killing everybody. I really enjoyed that.
He was clowning. Oh my god, he was clowning. I will say the only drawback is like, John, I know you have luscious hair, my love, but commit, because it was so obvious that was a bald wig cap. Yes. I could see his dark brown locks underneath it. And I'm like, this man's head is not this fucking big.
Like, if you're gonna do Lex Luthor, you just have to commit to the bald head. You just have to do it. It's iconic. Like, Michael Rosenbaum didn't have hair for how many years?
Seven, or he was in the first six.
Yeah, like he went full Lex Luthor. You just gotta go full Lex Luthor. Yeah, he was really great. I'm trying to think of when I figured it out. I feel like almost immediately. I was like, yeah, he was definitely pushing her to develop this serum. And he definitely shot Jimmy. I was surprised to learn that he was the one who pulled the strings to get her working at the DEO.
Same.
That was a big surprise. And then I was surprised at Lena at the end. When I was like, girl, you put all the pieces together but didn't figure he would have already taken the cure?
You left him alone in the house.
So angry.
For someone so smart, you are so goddamn dumb.
Yeah, I was like that was the part that threw me off. I was like, oh, good, she figured it out. And then I was like, why isn't she running? Why is she not pulling out a gun or a knife? Something. It's like, come on, girl. And then he recloaked the house. So they ended on a cliffhanger. I'm assuming, hoping Lena is not like stuck in that house. But I did think like he was going to leave her in that cloaked house.
Yeah.
Like just to rot.
Yeah. Well, no, he left Tessmacher Eve there to take care of her.
But like for how long? What was his plan? He was going to come back later? Like what?
Once he had done what he had to do, he would have came back for her. But yeah, she was going to have to stay put.
Yeah. I did like, so what I always liked about Lex Luthor as a character is that he's not devoid of feeling. And I think it was very obvious in that scene where he tells her about her mom. That yeah. He does care about her. And also in that scene where he was demeaning her, but he's like, that's how I motivate you.
I tell you, your flash or your treasure will shine.
Yeah, like, and I believe him. I believe that he is for real, like, yeah, this is how I motivate you. Oh, yeah. I believe he believes that. No, I do. I believe that for him, he's like, no, but this is our dynamic. This is what we do. This is how we banter. I tell you, you're horrible. You do better. Like, come on. But yeah, that scene with him telling her about her mom, I thought that was really beautiful. And I like that they made it so that her mom is Irish, and that's canon. So that way we can excuse when she slips.
I was just about to say that. They wrote that in because they heard us talk over the last two seasons how she was letting that little Irish brogue slip through. They're like, y'all gonna stop fucking with us, so here's why.
I was like, that just be slipping through for no reason, but we just let that cook. They were like, no, her mama's Irish. See?
You know what it is? She's got that thick accent the way Jamie Dornan, the guy from The Fall, I refuse to acknowledge 50 Shades of Grey. The guy from
The Fall. He was lovely in the first season of Once Upon a Time, but the whole first season of Once Upon a Time was greatness.
Yeah, so he's Scottish, and his brogue, oh gosh, she can't hide that shit for nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you watch, even the, you know, that wasn't what ruined 50 Shades of Grey, and thank God they let him have his little Scottish brogue during The Fall, because, yeah, that man, she is all the way Scottish. There is no... There is no confusing the fact that man is Scottish.
He can be all the way Scottish right on over here. Mm-hmm.
Look, he is a good looking man.
He is a really good looking man. Oh, yeah, so that was great. Jimmy's sister. I forgot that when we were getting Lex, we were also getting Jimmy's sister. I want her to stick around. First of all, we need more Black women on this show.
I got a little nervous thinking like, oh no, what if they make her like, this ain't really her sister and they won't know until Kara shows up. I'm like, Shonda, that makes no sense.
And you like got mad at yourself. I, you're like, Wait, hold on. I'm doing too much.
And then I was like, Alex met the sister. Maybe it could be a match. No, I was like, no, we're not doing this. We are not doing this.
So what I loved about it is that you have Alex there. Alex, who's already frustrated that Kara's not around. And then, like, Jimmy's sister shows up and is so nice. Like, Jimmy's sister is, she's like, they're family, make sure they have access. But she's like, I'm his next of kin. Like, she's like, this is what my brother does. And then I come in and I make the medical decisions. This is what happens. But I love the tension between the two of them. Even though she was so nice, she was just like, I'm his sister. Like, I get y'all are here and I appreciate y'all, but I'm his sister and I have the final word and that's it.
And I don't fuck with those Luthers over there.
Yeah. I like, she's like, I know he's been sleeping with her. I don't care. We don't fuck
with sleeping with her now. So that says something.
Exactly. And I was like, you know what, sister? Respect. I appreciate you. Go ahead.
I said, she's the only one that's making any sense.
Mm-hmm. I think that actress was on Jane the Virgin. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's her. And she actually turned out to be like a evil twist character on Jane the Virgin.
Oh. So
it'd be interesting. But I don't think she has any ulterior motives here.
No. And I hope not, because we already got one black woman acting, showing her entire ass, and we don't need another. So just let her be a sister.
She was on Jane the Virgin. I loved when Kara did finally show up. I love when they show us a new character, but act like they've had relationships with the characters we know the whole time. So she showed up there like, Kara, Kelly, like besties. What the fuck?
Like, who is this new person? Y'all, like, we know the whole time. We don't know her.
Yeah, like, we don't know her. How you know her? Y'all best friends. When y'all hung out? We ain't never seen this. Like, Kara apparently spent a Christmas at the Olsons that we never saw. And then at the end, when his mama called, and everybody got in the room.
He's like, don't leave me here alone. Like, she ain't even in the room. No, don't even leave me here alone on the phone. Gosh.
I need them to cast, like, Loretta Devine or, like, Alfrey Woodard. Like, somebody as Jimmy's mom.
You know who it's got to be?
Who?
Jennifer Lewis, Mama Jennifer.
Yes. I need the mother, the mother of television. The mother of black television. I would I would die. It would be so good. I actually want to meet all the Olsons now. Every single one.
I know.
Because Jimmy just, you know, now we've met his sister, I'm looking at it from that perspective where she's like, oh no, my brother has been in the hospital a million times. And yes, sometimes he does not call me and tell me that he's in the hospital. Like, I want that perspective, like the normal family who's just like, I don't know why my brother runs around with superheroes. I heard he has a mask. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't think he knows what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I just show up and Jimmy is just in some shit. Yeah, I want like a whole episode from the other Olsen's perspective.
What he breaks this time, shit.
You know they tired. They're like, what kind of insurance do you have? Like, what is your plan?
You got two and three. You got about three, four insurance policies. Whatever one don't cover, the other one got to pick up.
Exactly. But I did like how they're showing how the secret, now that Kara has to keep the secret from Alex, how it's affecting their relationship. Because this felt so much more realistic than usually on superhero shows, like on Smallville, how they used to knock out Lana every episode.
Like, does this girl have, like, a concussion?
Permanent concussion.
Yeah. What the fuck? Hey, so hitting that girl in the head.
I loved it, too, because... So John was like, I'm going to go after Manchester, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Kara's like, okay, I'm going with you. And Alex was just like, what does he need a reporter for? What? She's like, wait, well, what are you going with him for? And this makes no sense. And then when they were on the phone, Alex was hot. She was so
Listen,
hot.
She gave her the business. I'm like, dang.
She's like, oh, you're investigating? Is that what you're doing? You're investigating while Jimmy is dying? It's like, God damn, Alex. It's so fucked up.
But you know what? From Alex's point of view, she's not wrong. I'm like, girl, you're a reporter.
Yeah. And she's like, your best friend is in the hospital and I'm hearing you're not. It made total sense. I just felt sorry for Kara. Because she's over here like, I'm trying my best. Oh, I love this show right now. It's so good. When I say they have like 10 storylines happening at once, and I am interested in every single one.
They're all good.
So well done. You got John is in this like battle for his mind.
And his soul.
Yes.
And his conscience. They killed him. I'm hoping that was an illusion. I'm hoping Hat was there. Come on, please tell me that's what happened.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you about that because you guys, we have a group chat. So you messaged me and you were like, not my Manchester. And I was like, and I didn't say anything because like in my mind, I was just like, wait, he's not dead, is he? Like, mind you, I watched this episode hours before. But I had just convinced myself that he wasn't dead. So when you were like, oh my God, not my Manchester, I'm like, but he not dead. he not dead, right?
He disintegrated into ash and dust, like ashes to ashes and dust to dust. That statement was created for what the hell we just watched happen to that man. He is dead.
It didn't feel real. It didn't feel real. And too much other stuff happened in this episode. I've decided no.
So this is, my dear podcast friends, this is what we call the first stage of grief. It is denial. And this is what it looks like.
No, this does not make sense. That does not make sense. He can't be dead. There's so much more.
Bring my Manchester. Kill my Manchester.
Yeah.
They gotta bring him back. They have to.
There has to be so much more than that. Oh no, I don't want it. I don't want it. Okay. I want Manchester back, but also I do need them to give my man John a break. Because he's literally about to lose his mind.
I let my daddy down.
Yeah, he's like, I let my father down, but then also I let my kids die, and now I had to watch them die again. Like, I was like, the man cannot take much more. Oh, and then the vision of Kara and Alex.
Oh, that was creepy as hell.
So fucking creepy. When Alex was choking him, and then it went from like Kara's zombie face to her regular face. I was like, thank God. This is why I was like, Alex, leave Kara alone. She had to be there to save John. He's going insane. He needs someone to be with him. Yeah, it was so intense.
I mean, they can't. I'm hoping this was just for shock effect, kind of like when they killed Barry in that one season of The Flash, only to discover he was in the Speed Force.
Yeah, I'm hoping,
because there is no way you can give us this iconic ass character doing this iconic ass shit and then kill him like that. No,
we will not have it. We will not have it all. Oh my God.
We have lost our mind.
I know. I was like, I can't believe they let us talk about this show.
That's not what he signed up for when he let us do this.
Not at all. Not at all. No, I really, like, seriously, if it wasn't for the fact that the ring. That's the only thing that's really getting me.
Messing with your head. And yeah, yeah, same.
Well, I'm glad Brainy got his ring back because Brainy was crying in the corner. Oh,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. The love boat.
Okay.
My ship has sailed.
It was so cute because first she's all like torn up, like how could I not see this coming? And then like Brainy is all like, how could I not see this coming? And then when they had the conversation by the vending machine, and he's like, I think I'm processing every bad thing that's ever happened to me all at once.
My poor baby.
Because we do know that's what he always does. He's like, I compartmentalize. Like, I just put it away. He's like, I think I'm processing everything right now.
I mean, he even told Lena, little boxes.
So it was like so cute. She kissed him. And then he pulls the, like, this will never work. We can't be together. This is going nowhere. So I need us to do a, like, flash forward episode where we see the future, because something has happened in the future. And my man is shook behind it. No theories, nothing.
I blanked out. I'm sorry.
So my original theory was that he tried to date like a, not an ancestor.
A descendant
of hers and got rebuffed. Now I'm like, is it something he read like in the history books or something like that? Like something about maybe he does know who she ends up with. And that's why I'm like trying to figure out why he's like deading this before it even happens.
I don't know. I need him to stop. Give in to love. Give in to love, Brainy.
I'm saying. Also, look, dude, this doesn't have to be your forever destiny person. Like, you in the past.
You can be this can be your tonight person.
Exactly. Like, have a good time. Like, you know, like. It's a different century. Loosen up. No one can see, but I'm like shimmying in front of the mic right now.
Oh, wait. Okay. I know what went through my head. That John Legend song. She don't have to know.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm saying. You know, that's the 30th century business. We're in the 21st.
Here we go. Give in, Brainy. Just relax, baby. Whatever's happening in the future, leave it in the future. Just know, she don't have to know. That's all I'm saying.
We have problems. Oh my God. Okay, we're taking a break. We're taking a break and we're coming back. All right, mess. Okay, pause. We're taking a break.
Okay, I'll be back.
Okay, and we're back.
What I will say is this. This was really a slower paced episode for the purpose of introducing Lex and the dynamic of his relationship with Lena. And it says, oh, brother, where art thou? But we had three brother pairings when you think about it. You have James and Kelly. You have Lena and Lex. And to a certain degree, John and Manchester, who have become brothers through their shared love of Fiona and their shared loss of Fiona, but are taking very different paths with one trying to pull the other to his side. So the whole, it was a great character episode, but what I've appreciated about this season of Supergirl is its ability to give us these, you know, these intense, you know, fast fire episodes and then slow down so much so that we can get the character development, but it doesn't feel like we've slowed down to get the character development. Mm-hmm. And it just works. It's just really been working well this season.
Because I really, like we've talked about this before, I really love how Manchester and John have really become the two sides of the same coin. And that's another reason why I don't want Manchester to be dead, because I feel like there's still so much to explore with that. I just don't want it to be this constant, like, taunting and pushing of John. I want it to also be this, like, see where we're similar. And because he knows it, he feels it. And instead of like trying to push him towards violence, I would love to see like Manchester not push him towards violence by by like saying like you want this, you like ooh, like sinister, but like no, like it's not just violence, it's justice. And I think that's the
like part. These are some terrible people, and who else can deal with them but us? Mm-hmm. And even so much so that when Manchester, you know, air quote, dies, he's like, "It's you're so beautiful."
Oh, that, so and that line, oh my God, that's another reason why I'm like, this cannot be real death. Because like, who says that in their final words? That's a mind fuck.
It really was.
It's like, as you're killing me, I'm like, you're so beautiful. Like, what?
Well, what do you do with that? I think that's why John walked away the way he did. He was like, he got inside my head something fierce.
Yes.
In a way with, you know, yes, he let him in when he was probing his mind, but it was deeper than that.
And I love that too. The fact that John using his power, which it, in a way that we have questioned, like, you know, you're in someone's mind trying to fuck with them. And that just opened the door for him to be able to fuck with John too, which I was like, you know, you kind of deserve.
A door opens both ways. And I think you just solved the problem. Because how, just because he was in his mind doesn't mean that he can grab that thing. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right. Maybe this was all an illusion just to pull this out of John. We can't be done with Manchester. No. That level of fineness cannot leave the show like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
But deeper than the fineness, I'm not going to be shallow. I was watching on my computer next to my son who was playing a video game. He was like, oh, what happened? Is he a good guy or a bad guy? And I was like, he's complicated. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, that's the best answer. He's neither good nor bad. Manchester is a beautifully complicated character. He cannot go out like that.
What you really should have said to him was, he's too beautiful.
I didn't want him rolling his eyes at me. There's only so much of that I can take.
All right, let's get into this feedback because I'm sure more stuff will come up. I wanted to start with the email that we got because it's from last week.
Oh, Felix, our Sheffield correspondent. Yes. Hi, boo.
And just Felix, I know it's like a super tight turnaround, but just so you know, we record on Mondays. So
the Monday after the episode airs.
So that's, I think you sent this like either Monday night or Tuesday, and that's why we didn't get to it. So it says, hi y'all, Felix here. Been a while, but really enjoying the show, being back from break. Last week's episode was my favorite. He spelled it with a U. Last week's episode was my favorite this season so far. Manchester is such a good foil for our heroes. Love me a man of action. So do we. The elite are really fun. I don't know who is playing the hat dude, but man, something about that accent is really fucking with me. I don't want to assume he's not from over here with that struggle accent, but we did have Sabine rocking one too at the start of the season. In any case,
I think when I looked him up, because like I said, he was in Predator, I think he's from California, so.
Yeah, sounds about right. In any case, that entire crew is fun to watch. I swear I don't hate Sam Witwer, y'all, but someone needs to get that man together because he is way too good at making me hate his character. I can feel my blood pressure go up whenever he's on screen. He's a mess. It's, you know why? It's the white privilege.
You also have to consider that this was the voice of Darth Maul in the Clone Wars and Rebels series. So, I mean, he's good at being bad.
This week especially, man, I just wanted Alex to just break him in two. God, I hate him. I haven't felt this much rage when a character walks on screen in forever. I just want him to die so bad that I forget when I see Sam Witwer out on the Twitter streets that he's really not Agent Liberty in real life.
Now, he's a real decent dude. Like, some of the toxic fanboys think, oh, he's one of ours. And he's like, nah, I don't fuck with y'all.
I love that. Also, shout out to, what's his name? John Bernthal, because he is the same way. He's like, I feel like you're not taking the correct messages from the Punisher. Which are that I am not interested in Nazis or being one of you. All right. Felix says, the writers are really taking the piss with how awful he is. It's overwhelming. Back to happy thoughts, though. I am still so happy with how development for Brainy and Nia is going. I'm sad he's lost his Legion ring and hope he gets it back. And I can't wait to see what other cool stuff Nia can do with her powers. Her being a bit aggro this episode was so funny. I can totally see myself doing the exact same thing, honestly. Would never take my super suit off.
You gotta wash it and air out your parts. Come on.
All them super suits are janky as hell inside. I know. I know they be sweating. Ooh, all over them.
Sweat. The sweat.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. Felix, then some good emotional conflict for John. Continue to give my man some meaty stuff to play with. If I didn't already have a great dad, I want him to adopt me. Same. Love, John. Hope he gets his life together by the end, but I'm enjoying the drama while he works it out. And giving Jimmy some shine doing what he's best known for was a good way to tie him in after some meh content from him the last two episodes. Kind of sucks that they gave him all that just to shoot him at the end of the episode. But man, I hope he isn't actually dead. He's probably not going to make for an interesting next episode. Kara remains great. It was nice to see the good sis get in on the protesting, using her status for everyone's benefit. That's how you ally.
Mm-hmm.
Got to jump in. I hope Ben Lockwood chokes Felix out. That's how I'm ending. That's how I'm ending emails for the rest of the week. Oh. I hope Ben Lockwood chokes Shanna out.
You are a mess.
Like all my coworkers are like, I don't know what she means. She just keeps putting this at the end of emails. Is it her signature? I don't get it.
Like, do we need to get the police involved?
She's gonna choke someone.
Girl, you gonna have barbecue Becky calling on you. You might want to calm down.
Luckily, I work with mostly POC.
Fair enough.
All right. Do you want to read the ones on the Facebook page?
I sure do. Yes, I do. That is something that I want to do. I'm
calling. I was like, do you need me to riff? What's happening? Are you stroking out? Should I call the cops?
No. I was stalling. Okay, here we go. Ooh, there's a Funko.
So I saw that picture and we need to talk about it. I feel like it's a custom. It's a custom and I need it.
Okay, yeah. He said I need Funko to stop playing and give a Manchester pop for real. It's a custom.
I got really excited.
So here we go. Hiroja, why the hell did the doctor have to be right? Because I'm right. Listen to me now. Believe me later. I know my shit. Anyway, I really like Eve. I was digging the good guy twist to the comic book character side. Why is Otis still here? I mean, I get it plot wise, but why?
Manchester. He was so eager, too. He was so eager to beat Lena up.
There's that, but it was like he didn't give a fuck about his sister. Like, I'm free. Fuck it.
He's like, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, and I'm out.
Right. Look, I know making James a superhero is kind of a comic booky thing, and the Guardian is a superpowered lab rat in the comic books, but I kind of wish they had not done so with this character. James' sister was kind of meh. I disagree. I liked Kelly. What the hell is up with Brainy?
Wait, hold on. The Guardian is a superpowered lab rat in the comic books? I did not know that.
Me either. Excited. But to answer your question as to what's up with Brainy? That's what's up with Brainy. Mm. He's longing for Nia. Stolen moments just to be with her.
Mess.
Chris is gonna regret giving me a goddamn mix.
Mess.
Lena is going to kick Lex's ass and it's going to be delicious. So are we finally getting Khal Drogo next episode? I don't know. I watched it on the CW app, so I didn't see the promos. With all this buildup on Red Sun, Supergirl, I kind of want a WWE Raw match with chairs, thumbtacks, someone be throwing in the announcer table, surprise guest pulling someone's leg, and some heavy object bumping someone upside the head to end it all. Now, when Lena turns heel, and she eventually will, I expect a Hell in a Cage match, Hell in a Cell cage match between her and Khal. A la Undertaker versus The Edge, Cactus Jack versus Triple H, Triple H versus Batista, Mankind versus Undertaker. I have seen at least three of those matches.
I was going to say, like, Hiroja does know that D-Palm is not on these episodes.
Once upon a time, my oldest child loved the WWE, so that's why. I need a bloody bitter mess. As always, have a great show, guys. Thanks. LaToya says, John Cryer won me over last night. See, people be sleeping on John because of the 80s goofball roles he played. That man can act. Mm-hmm. Amani. Damn, you called it. We all know never to trust Lex, but I really didn't see the Eve heel turn coming. And I knew something was up with the guard, but I definitely wasn't ready for the Graves reveal. I've forgotten about them, but this show doesn't drop any loose ends. I was on the fence since we could have had Michael Rosenbaum, but John Cryer got me. And poor John, my man went through it this episode. I know he was trying to break him, but damn, Manchester, you didn't have to do all that. I doubt that's the last time we'll see him, but you sitting there playing with my dead kids and burning my father's grave, you got to go. Yeah, that was disrespectful. Yeah. That was setting his grave on fire.
When John said the words, like, I didn't really think of it that way. But when John was like, you set my father's grave on fire, like, to get me to come to your side, like, what the fuck? I was like, he right. Now he gotta kill you.
And Kara, please try to get a little better at lying. How are you 4 years deep in the game? You can't even establish it now. That is a good point. Alex said to figure out your Supergirl again by next episode. Thanks for the amazing show as always. P.S. I need Funko to stop playing and give Manchester a pop for real.
I need you to stop playing and let me know where you saw this custom Funko so I can buy
Same. And finally, honestly, Sherrod says, honestly, before the season started, I didn't think John would be in it as much. The rivalry between him and Manchester has been an underrated B plot all season. Agreed. Remember, we weren't sure quite where they were going to take it. So mm-hmm. This has been amazing.
Well, we thought it was just going to be like John Jones' Private Eye, like, which I think was the title of one of our episodes. Like, we thought he was just going to be like in the background, like solving Alien of the Week cases. Mm-hmm. And it's so much more.
Never trust Lex, even if he is crippled. The actor playing Lex did an excellent job. Can't wait to see what happens next. Look, when he opened up the lasers outside, I was like, oh, damn.
No, my part, even though I knew it was coming, was when my man stepped up out of the wheelchair. He took that little thing off like, bitch, I been took this serum. Calm down. I was like, damn it.
The minute I heard it worked.
You know, Eve texted him. From the lab.
And we are a go.
I was like, damn. I was like, you should have known because my man wasn't sitting in that chair coughing no more.
Right.
He was so good. So good.
Luna, you gotta be smarter than this, love.
Yes. Thank you guys. This is such a fun recording.
We always have fun when we record. You make it sound like all the other times have been painful. What are you trying to say? Do you want a new podcast partner? Is that what you're trying to say?
Look, I will replace you. Don't come at me. Don't come for me. No, it was just extra fun. Probably also because I had a glass of wine while we were recording.
Ah, the truth comes out. Mm-hmm.
But no, it was a great episode. This was super fun. Tickets are on sale for our Avengers Endgame events. One in DC, yes. One in LA. For the DC one, there will also be a live after show. For the LA one, we just gone, you know, bum rush Dave and Buster's and hang out. I think Lance called it a repast.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. He's calling deaths, I see. Yeah.
So please go endgame.mtrnetwork.net and get your tickets. It's going to be fun. I'm going to let you know right now. First of all, I priced the tickets at 15. I know.
Same on this.
Yeah, it's the same on the East Coast, right? Yeah. I know that, like, I'm a cheapo when it comes to movies, and, you know, I got my little AMC Stubbs situation and all that, but it will be worth it because I'm the person I am. We have some goodies. We have some giveaways planned.
So, I've seen them. They're amazing. So get your ticket and get your shit.
Just saying. I'm just saying I'm very proud of myself for putting them together. And if the way we are not Universal ScamCon, if we are putting together an event and we say there's going to be goodies, we are coming correct. So
these are not dollar store trinkets, y'all.
No. So please come out. Come have a good time with us. We can all laugh, cry together. And it's act like you're not going to go see this movie like 10 times that weekend. So at least one of those times should be surrounded with some like black ass folks. So yes, come out, come enjoy the movie. Can't wait to see everybody. I know most folks are going to be on the East Coast because, you know, whatever, y'all think y'all cool. But, you know, we're going to be out here on the West Coast, too. We're going to be holding it down. So please buy your tickets. We can't wait to see you. All right.
Yeah. And also for those of you who might be inclined to travel, like, come see us because you love us, right? But beyond that, AwesomeCon is also that weekend. So you can do a twofer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and you're going to be covering AwesomeCon.
Yeah, so for you Doctor Who fans, Matt Smith will be there. There's a few other names that I was like, ooh, yes! And then I could, like, summarily forgot because life has been shit for me in 2019. But yeah, there's, I know, because I'm a Doctor Who, Jesus Christ, I need to go to bed. Matt Smith will be in the house. And a few other names that we like to see. Y'all just go to the goddamn AwesomeCon website. Go, don't go. I don't care. Just come see us at the live show. Fuck it. I'm tired. Sorry.
That is why you guys tune in. You guys tune in for the lovely dulcet tones of us telling you to go fuck yourselves.
Yourself. Oh my God. I would never say that to our fans. I love them. Or to the random listeners who don't mind my cackling and goofiness.
Oh my gosh. Best podcast ever. All right. Thank you guys. We will see you next week for another awesome episode because I'm just calling it Supergirl Best CW Show this season.
They will not shit the bed.
Not at all.
They will not.
They got
I
this.
Believe in them.
They got this. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.